This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Daniel Barron. Dr. Barron is the director of the Avery Mitchell Yancey Regional Library System, called AMI as well. He's with us today to talk about how the library can help folks who are out of work in tough economic times that we're in right now.
Thank you, Steve. Yes, we understand that there's a lot of people out there who are hurting, having lost their jobs or maybe even taken a reduction in salary. But one of the things that we want to do is to be sure that everyone knows that the public library is there to help them, help everyone. All of our library staff have been through several days of training to help them to learn how to help people with JobLink. We're collaborating with the Employment Security Commission, and we are for sure not trying to replace them. They're wonderful folks, and they provide a service that we couldn't possibly provide. But there are things that we can provide in our libraries that may be helpful to all the people out there. For example, all four of our libraries are JobLink centers. All of the staff have been trained in the use of JobLink and are able to help people complete the unemployment insurance applications or claims. They're able to provide information on the job market, local job market, and state job market. Help with job searches, help people to prepare their resumes. And also, we keep in mind that not only the online stuff, but we also have books and other resources to help people to, if they're looking for, to change a career or looking for a job. And all of our libraries have, free high-speed internet access, of course. They're all wireless, so if someone out there wants to bring their laptop, they're welcome to bring that in as well. But we have plenty of computers, and people can just walk in off the street if they'd like, but they can call if they'd like also to one of the four libraries and see are the computers in use. But we encourage people to come in. We also encourage people, especially if they have young children, and they say, I'm looking for a job, but I've got the kids. What do I do with the kids? Well, bring them in, because we have all of our libraries have children's collections, and we welcome them to come in as well. So be sure and bring the whole family. In addition, we also, because we're a part of the North Carolina State Library system, we're able to provide free lots of practice tests in almost every civil service job that you can imagine. There are civil service jobs, military, the ASVAB tests are available free, the GED practice tests are available free, and cosmetology, everything, bulldozer operator tests, they're available online. So what we want people to do is just come in and we'll help them get ready for their next job if they've lost one. Also, in the NC Live, it provides people with reliable family health information. There are special databases available just to help with children's health issues, teenager health issues, women's health issues. And also, too, is there's great information available online to help people with their term papers and all of those other things that used to be we'd have to go to Appalachian or Mars Hill to get access to these kinds of things. Now they're available online. So all of these are available in your public library. So we're encouraging people to come by. We're open 49 hours each week, two evenings each week, and Saturday mornings each week. So come on down. We have free movies. We don't show movies in the library, but we check out movies. And we have the bestsellers, of course, for people who want to read, and almost every level, everything from the New York Times bestseller list to all the romance, the those kinds of things, mystery stories, westerns, you name it, we've got it. And we also have story hours for kids. So that's another thing that if you're home with your child and you say, what can I do with my child today? Well, call the library and find out when the next story hour is and take them down, because there's always something fun to do at the library.
Seems the library is not just a place to take out a book anymore.
It is not just a place for a book. We have lots of books,
sure.
But it's lots of other things.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for having us on here, and just be sure and tell everybody to come on down to the public library.
Thank you very much, Dr. Daniel Barron, the director, Avery Mitchell, Yancey Regional Library System, AMI. We thank you, sir, and have a good day.
Thank you.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.